Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in Radio DMG may or may not be the views and opinions of the DMGI's family of sites. All music used in this podcast is the property of whoever made it, and no copyright infringement is intended. God bless this albatross, and hold on tight for the awesome you're about to receive.
It's good to be the king.
And welcome to Radio DMG for today, December 12th, 2011. I'm your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and we're going to go over 100% nudity. Because this is a shorter episode, because of that, well, we'll get into why that is in just a moment. But first, let's talk about the news, or rather, the complete lack of news. There isn't really that much news. There was a lot of news websites making news. There was a little debacle with Wired magazine in an interview that they did with Shigeru Miyamoto, which caused Nintendo's stock prices to plummet 2 points, 2%. I mean, in Japan, because of this, you see, Wired had a article where they stated that Miyamoto was going to retire, and then Shigeru Miyamoto and the rest of Nintendo's top brass came out and said, no, that's not at all what we're talking about. You see, the idea was that he was talking about training people, a lot of newer developers, and it looked like he was just going to step down as a producer for Nintendo to help people coming into Nintendo make games. And I'm like, wait, that's kind of what he already does. But anyways, it was a big deal. The internet exploded over it for a little bit, and then it fizzled out and wasn't anything. And I gave it way more time than I was expecting to in this segment. Another thing I wasn't really going to give any time to was the VGA, the Spike VGA show. It's actually, they refer to it as the VGA Awards, which is stupid because it's Video Game Awards is what VGA stands for. And they're asked, that's like saying, okay, we're going to be giving away the Video Game Award Awards. And, yeah, anyways, there was a, there's some pop DJ guy named Deadmoss or Deadmouse or whatever. He spells it with a 5. I think he's trying to be clever. I think he's kind of like the Britney Spears of DJ music or something, but with less talent. And he apparently said that he lost a PlayStation Vita in a cab the night of the VGAs. And then he tweeted a little bit later on that he was just playing around to see if they would panic over at Sony. Which, if you ask me, is kind of a dick move. But whatever. It's some guy who he apparently gave some music to a game called Sound Shapes, which looks like it should be a PlayStation Portable Mini, but that's going to be apparently a full retail game for the Vita. So anyways, that's that. The Vita launches in Japan on December 17th and sometime in February over here, but that's not really that important because the Nintendo 3DS just recently destroyed, decimated, defeated the original Nintendo DS in terms of first-year sales, except it didn't take the Nintendo 3DS a full year to destroy the Nintendo DS sales. It did so in 8 months. And not bad for a system that's supposed to be dead. But hey, haters gonna hate. People gonna talk about that. But yeah, that's really it. That's our news. We have Richard Flam retired. He was a person who worked for the Nintendo of America and was their general consulate. In other words, he was the guy that sued you if you made Pokemon knockoff toys during the 1990s. And that's kind of what he's known for. He retired. That he actually retired. It wasn't, I'm thinking of stepping down to do such and such thing in a smaller capacity. It wasn't that. This guy actually retired. And then I think we mentioned it before that there was some type of Justin Bieber video or something that had the 3DS in it. And that was really more time than I wanted to associate with that either. Really, there's not too much news. Pushmo came out recently, and it's excellent. And you'll see some DMG Ice-related Pushmos up eventually. We'll probably put them on DMGIce.com. But here's what we're really going to cover in this Newsity episode today. We're going to cover what's going to come in extra episodes, in the next episodes. You see, we're going to be launching... Well, let's see. We've got a Radio DMG episode that we're going to be talking about the gold thingies, which is our little award. What I'll do is I'll compile what our nominees for that are, and it only deals with handhelds, so we're only covering like PlayStation Portable, PlayStation Portable Minis, Nintendo DS, Nintendo 3DS, DSiWare, and 3DSware, and best stuff out of the Virtual Console. And that'll be a show later this month, before the new year. And we're also going to have a special Christmas episode for Holding the Bridge. And we're going to be launching Holding the Bridge very shortly, as well as another Glorious Excess episode, which will contain some more of the Radio DMG Pocket Edition stuff and some more surprise audio. One thing that we will be doing with Holding the Bridge, I think I can go a little bit more into what we're doing with that. Like I said before, it's going to be educational, but in a fun way, meaning I'm going to come in here and read stuff to you, and I'm also going to have a little trivia, which we may or may not have prizes for in the future, and we're going to go over audio that we've acquired, news reports. We're using a lot of original sources, so one thing that you're going to have to get used to is, for example... A lot of our trivia questions that we're going to be doing. Near the beginning of each episode, we'll have 5 trivia questions, and then on the next episode, we'll repeat the 5 trivia questions from the previous episode and give you the answers, and then do 5 more. Most of these trivia questions will come from American History Trivia by Kathy Billingsley Smith, copyright 1986 from Ottenheimer Publishers Incorporated. We're going to be telling you a lot. You're going to be hearing a lot of book information because we like I said, we like to go with original sources. So we've been tracking down stuff from the 1919s. I've got books in my library that are over 100 years old, and we're going to read bits and pieces from those. We're going to give you information presented in a way to make it compelling, or at least somewhat interesting, because nobody likes history. Nobody likes to listen to history. Nobody likes to listen to science. Nobody likes that because it's boring and it's dry. Nobody sits back and goes, well, in 1892, blah, 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 blah. Nobody likes the places, people, and fat and time dates. No one likes timestamps. That's just the way it is. So we're going to try and find ways to make this compelling and interesting. Like we might have letters from the Kaiser to the Tsar, or we might have I've got a lot of older books which were meant to teach children about history. You see, people kind of forgot about history. It's really, really sad. In fact, there are people who graduate from college this year with political science majors, and they could tell you what day George Washington died. They could tell you what day he was born, but they won't be able to give you any real facts or interesting information about him. And that's what we're trying to do with Holding the Bridge. We'll have facts and information, and we're going to go ahead and deliver those to you in ways that will probably put Sarah to sleep, which is good, because when she's asleep, she's quiet. So quiet. But yes, let's go ahead and we'll start out with this is some pretty simple trivia. So let's start with the first 5 questions in this book, just because it's really kind of amusing. Okay, the first question is, who wrote the Declaration of Independence? The second question, What was colonial America's most important cash crop? The third question, America is named for which famous explorer? And the fourth question, in what year did the English settlers establish the Jamestown colony? And five, what is Robert H. Goddard famous for designing? Those are our first five questions, and we'll have the answers to those questions and five more questions on the first episode of Holding the Bridge in the next week or so. If you want to try and take a crack at those questions, go ahead and send your answers to Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, at dmgice.com with the headline Holding Trivia. It's like you're grasping it. But yes, go ahead and send me your answers to those questions to that email with that tagline. And who knows, maybe in the future we'll actually have prizes and stuff to give away for these things, which is something we will be doing, maybe, in the future at some point. I like to be nondescript and vague about that. But there you go. We're going to have some Christmas special stuff coming up soon, and that's going to be really awesome, and you're going to like it. Well, you better like it, or I will personally go to the houses of all three of my listeners and beat them down until they like it. You're going to love it. You're going to love me. It, the show, or else. But yeah, that's it for today's episode of Radio DMG 100% Newsity. Oh, wait, we were going to go a little bit about the 3DS firmware, because that launched, and that's a big deal. It added video recording stuff and a lot of little things, which are really nice, and it didn't break the unit like what happened with the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 updates, where certain features ended up just getting broken. But yeah, the 3DS update came out. It's pretty cool. Didn't break anything. No Game Boy Advance or demo stuff yet, but they say by the end of the year. So yeah, that's about it. See you guys on the next episode of Radio DMG, which will most likely be much better than this one. Apparently it's degrees and not majors, or so I guess it's a big sticking point with some people. Yeah, you graduate with a degree. Your major is what you have when you're going for something. Apparently it's a thing that too many people get wrong, and that comes to some little. I guess I'm going to rant a little bit about the structure of the English language. Okay, if everybody gets something wrong, can we just say that it's correct by consensus?
No.
Sarah says no. Global warming science says yes.
Science.
Yeah. But don't you know, if there's a consensus of rich people who say the Earth is a millions and millions of degrees right under the surface, then they must be right. Well, that's a thing.
So I'm all alone again. What do I do now? Huh?
My ribbon's red, my whiskers long, my paws as white as snow. And every day I sing this
What's
song,
that?
No matter where I go. I'm a cat, and that is why I sing a song. Meow, meow, meow. Sing a song of meow, meow, meow.
Ah! Huh? What's this? What do you mean by blocking my way? Let go of me! Let go! La 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 la. And every day I sing this song, no matter where I go.
Oh, bother!
into the river.
I'll have you know you fell into my home.
Huh? Were you abandoned here too?
Well, of all the nerve! Who in their right mind would abandon a beautiful kitty like me?
What's the matter?
The whole thing was a serious blow to my self-esteem.